It's Financial Freedom Friday, and on this episode of the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, we are going to reveal the number one fatal mistake agents who invest make.
Hey Mavericks, this is Ava Baukamp, and this episode of Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks is brought to you by Legacy Impact Investors. We are an industrial investment firm located in cash flow country, the Midwest. We strive to shield off risk and beat inflation, all while producing predictable cash flow. We curate real estate investment opportunities for busy professionals and other real estate investors seeking passive income. To learn more about what we do and connect with me, go to www.legacyimpactinvestors.com.
Maverick, noun, unusual person, a visionary, leader, go-getter, an independent thinker. They see the vision for their life and pull that future towards them with an unyielding belief that things can and must be better. They achieve what most won't. Innovative, influential, daring, and direct, with a remarkably high tolerance for taking calculated risk. A foe to the status quo. This is Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks. Your host, Neil Timmons, has been involved with over $300 million in real estate transactions. He's a published author, commercial property investor, and real estate syndicator. This show is for those who want to learn how to earn passive income through real estate investing. Now, here's your host, Neil Timmons.
Welcome to the Passive Real Estate Investing with Mavericks podcast, where we provide you with actionable steps for you to grow your passive income and become job optional. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and I'm here with Neil Timmons. During this episode, you are going to discover the number one fatal mistake agents who invest make. For those of you who are new, I am your host, Ava Baukamp, and I love to educate investors about passive income from real estate. Before we open up today's episode, I want to ask you for a small favor. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the show so that you never miss a valuable episode. And if you love what you're hearing, please give us a written review. Also, be sure to take a look at the description of the episode, as we have it packed with thousands of dollars in valuable resources. All right, Neil, we're opening up a new series. We've never run a series on the podcast before, and so I'm pretty excited to do a deep dive into this new series we are calling the Agent Optional Wealth Accelerator. Can you tell us a little bit about why and what's going on?
Well, this is all listener inspired. In fact, listener requested. Since I came from the world of residential real estate, being a residential realtor, so I cut my teeth for years and years before transitioning to investing and then specifically in the commercial world, I get asked a lot of questions. And unbeknownst to, I think, both of us, we didn't realize just how many residential realtors listen to the podcast. And so we started receiving a handful of messages. For those who are local, get asked to coffee and to connect. And so as a result, we wanted to put something specific in place just for you, residential realtors out there. And now, if you're flying the wall today, you're going, I'm not an agent. I can tell you this will, the practicality, the breakdown of information here certainly applies to you. We've got total focus on those agents that are out there.
Yes, absolutely. The high earning agents in our audience want to know, how do they actually do this? They hear us talking about investing in real estate, but they're probably thinking to themselves, I'm an agent. I don't know where to start. I'm involved in real estate day in and day out, but I don't necessarily invest in real estate personally. I'm great at what I do. I love my job. And I know that investing in real estate can be financially rewarding, but I'm confused because I just don't know where to start. I have the desire. I'm familiar enough with the space to know this is something I want to do, but I just don't know where to start. How do I begin investing in real estate wisely and to maximize my time? And that's what we're running this whole series about. We're going to do a series of podcasts on this topic, this Agent Optional Wealth Accelerator, to make this as practical and simple for you as possible, to make it easy to digest, break it down into a whole playbook for you, cut through the noise, cut through all of the real estate jargon. There's lots of terms, help you on your journey to build and protect your wealth and gain financial peace of mind through investing in real estate. Now, there's an old saying in the industry that real estate agents don't retire, they expire. And if you're listening to this episode and you're thinking, I don't want to be the agent that is forced to expire before I get to retire on my own terms, then you are exactly in the right place.
There's a big reason why people listen to this, and specifically residential real estate agents. There's four really core reasons why residential agents don't ever retire, and don't retire at the level and the comfort level in which they desire. The biggest one is there's no sort of 401k, there's no sort of an Inspire or employee sponsored plan, there's no retirement matching. So you are, the benefit of being an agent is because you get control over what you do. And in this case, as it relates to your retirement, it requires responsibility on your side. Nobody else comes in and does that for you.
Yep, absolutely. Also, as an agent, you're paying high taxes and healthcare costs, more healthcare costs than the average wage employee, because you might be a 1099, you're on your own. And so taxes take a big chunk out of your income. And a lot of agents that we hear from, they don't have enough time. They're too busy. They have a million things going on their plate. And so retirement and planning for retirement is probably very low on their list. They know it's something they need to do. They know it's important. But right now, they're just focused on getting all of these transactions closed. And so it's just not something that they can dedicate a lot of time to, because they're so busy burning the candle at all ends to try to make things work in their real estate business, hurting other people, trying to do other people's jobs to make sure that everyone can get to the closing table on time and they can get that commission check.
That, the biggest one, not taking advantage of real estate as an investment. And that's what this whole series is about, is how do you actually take advantage of a real estate investment? And that doesn't mean quit what you're doing, doesn't mean change your profession, doesn't mean go another avenue. It means how do you take advantage of real estate as a passive investment? And we're going to uncover that through this entire series.
Yep. So first, before we reveal this number one fatal mistake that agents who invest make, we wanted to uncover why should top producing, high earning agents invest in real estate in the first place? And we've come up with five basic reasons why, if that's you, you should invest in real estate. Number one is passive income. As a real estate agent, you're busy. You've got 50 million things going on, and you need to have the ability to leverage your time and create streams of passive income where you don't have to be involved in day-to-day property management. You can continue doing what you do at an excellent level and have additional streams of passive income coming in on a regular basis.
Real estate's recession resistant when properly bought and properly leveraged, meaning proper debt on it. Real estate, specifically commercial real estate, historically recession resistant and actually benefits in many cases during periods of inflation, which is what we're living in right now.
Yep. Reason number three is tax benefits. So as a real estate, you may qualify in the eyes of the IRS as a real estate professional. This is a special status dedicated to people who are heavily involved in the real estate industry that essentially, in very simple terms, allows you to apply tax depreciation losses from passive investments in real estate against your active income as an agent. And this is a huge reason why, as a real estate agent, you should definitely be looking into investing in real estate, is for the tax benefits.
Tremendous tax write-offs come from that. That was one of the major factors that propelled me into this in the beginning. In fact, I recall my very first year as an agent and did extraordinarily well, and was ill-prepared when you get to tax day to go, because I wasn't paying in advance, paying quarterly did not take place, to go, what? How much? When my tax bill was more than I had made in a few years previously working in a 9-to-5 for somebody else, more than what I made in the whole year. So incredible. Tax benefits are a big thing. You know what? Another one is funding options. Agents have multiple funding options. Yes, you have your own money, own cash, your own reserves, but it can go past that. Self-directed IRAs, solo 401ks, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, and you can do that inside of trust, inside of an LLC. There's also multiple options in what I just mentioned, some of the IRAs and 401ks, where you can have a Roth provision, a Roth that allows you to take that out when you withdraw those dollars 100% tax-free.
And the last thing, which I think is huge, is you can earn returns with less time involvement. You only have so many hours in the day. You cannot create more time. In many cases, it might be challenging for you to reduce your expenses. Maybe you have mortgage, kids in college, all kinds of things that aren't, you can't just cut those expenses out of your life. And it's a lot easier in the long term, gives you a lot more peace of mind in the long term, instead of trying to cut out all of these expenses to just improve the income that you earn. And that's the easiest lever for you to pull as an agent, is to bump up that income. Real estate gives you a vehicle to achieve another stream of income to help you become agent optional without you going out and buying 10 rentals on your own, finding these homes, managing these properties, managing those tenants. That is something you do not need to do as an agent. You can invest in real estate, earn a return without being a landlord.
Going and doing that as a second job. And you've got a first job you rock at. There's no need to get a second job. Right. Let's talk about what agent optional means. We're calling this the Agent Optional Wealth Accelerator, our series here. Ava, give us a little context. When we say agent optional, what does it actually mean for folks?
Yeah. We're not telling people quit being a real estate agent. You probably love what you do. You're exceptional at what you do. You love the money that you make. But being agent optional means that you can enhance your business life and your personal life through a couple of ways. You can have more control over who you do business with, when you do business, and how you do business. If you're agent optional because you have these additional streams of passive income, you don't have to work with that client that you don't want to. You don't have to take that listing you don't want to. You can go on vacation without being anxious, without having to answer client calls all of the time. You can do all of these things without feeling guilty. You can also retire when you want to or don't, but you have that freedom through this passive income not to be handcuffed to your commission as your only source of income.
Are you a passive real estate investor seeking financial freedom? Well, today's market's unique and it's ever changing. Now is the time to get educated on how to strategically invest in commercial real estate for long-term financial freedom. Grab your copy of How to Passively Invest in a Changing Economic Environment. Go to www.mavericksinvest.com. You know, I know one of the big reasons I got into residential real estate when I started was control and flexibility. And ultimately, that's what this series is about, becoming agent optional, giving you, empowering you to for additional control and additional flexibility, whatever that means. You want to work 20 hours a day doing what you're doing? Awesome. Do it. If that's what you love to do, do it. Don't want to do that much, but that's great.
Yeah.
It's about finding that flexibility to strike a balance in your life, because at the end of the day, it's about that control and that flexibility that can be enhanced through passive real estate investing.
Yeah. And a lot of agents that we know feel burnt out. Mm-hmm. They have built up this great business that produces a lot of income for them, but it's not sustainable. They're thinking to themselves, wow, is this something I can sustain, that my family can sustain for 5 years, for 10 years? No, the pace is not sustainable. And so another thing is you can use your commission to fuel a financial vehicle that sets you free. You can get to that point where your passive income from your investments in real estate completely cover your expenses and just opens up a whole new world for you as an agent to become agent optional, or like you said, Neil, to continue working when you want, how you want, and with whom you want. And the other great thing is then your income isn't completely subject to things outside of your control. As an agent, you know that home sales, home prices are impacted by a lot of things that you can't control. Like when the Fed says something, the market changes, interest rates change. You have no control over those things. But if you have passive income from real estate investments, you can have peace of mind that at least your expenses are covered and you aren't completely at the mercy of all of these things that are outside of your control.
You know, the ultimate goal is this: to empower you to build your wealth and then to protect it. You know, gain financial independence, financial peace of mind through commercial real estate investing, where at the end of the day, it's about generating passive income. And that means controlling your time.
Yep. So we've had a long run up to revealing this number one fatal mistake that we have seen agents who invest make. So this is the number one fatal mistake we see. It is a lack of a clear investment goal. And a lot of agents fall into this trap by not clearly defining their goal. For some people, they need to define a net worth number. For other people, it needs to be a passive income number. And for a lot of people, it's a combination of that net worth number and a passive income number. For a lot of agents that I speak with, they want to have so much net worth and they want to have so much passive income. And this allows them to live off of their passive income that their real estate investments are making, and their net worth continues to grow behind the scenes. I love this quote from Peter Drucker, who says, "You can only manage what you measure." And you need to apply that same kind of philosophy to your investment goals, especially when you go into real estate.
As an agent, right, we measure all sorts of things. Stats, the data, the components of your business, leads to listings, to calls, to sales, to closings, and certainly commission dollars, expenses. I mean, a whole bunch of things. And one needs to apply a similar strategy to building their wealth.
Yeah. It's not enough just to say or think, I want to make more money, or I want to make passive income, or I want to grow my net worth. That number absolutely needs to be quantifiable. You need to know that one number, have that in your mind, and set all of your actions, really reverse engineer, what is it going to take for me to get to that number? And then you're going to have a much clearer path forward. Maybe it's your monthly expenses. Then you know exactly how much passive income you need to be free, where your passive income from investments exceeds your monthly expenses. And that provides so much freedom. If something happens to you, to your business, to the market, to interest rates, everything's at least covered and you don't have to be so anxious and so worried. But I'm going to challenge you. Even if you need to pause this episode, figure out what is that number. Once you know that number, let's say it's the average monthly expense for an American household, that's $5,577 per month. That would be your freedom number. $5,577 per month in passive income. That's about $1,400 per week, $200-ish dollars per day. Once you know that number, you know exactly how much you need to make in order for you to become agent optional.
You know, at the end of the day, it's about finding your number. I know a whole bunch of people, what was that number? $5,600 a month is the average for American expenses. I got a whole bunch of friends, that's the mortgage payment. So it's specific to you, whatever your number is. The moral of the story is identify that number for you.
Yep, definitely. And we want you to understand the power of clear goals. As an agent, you know this exceptionally well, that clear goals are critical for you to achieving success in your business. Let's say as a business, you want to get more client referrals. What do? You create a clear plan. Maybe after every closing, you send your client a thank you gift and a note. That note will ask them if they had a good experience, if they would leave you a Google or a Zillow review, and ask them if they know of any family or friends that are interested in selling or buying. And you set to work diligently, following up over the course of the year, building that relationship, cultivating referrals. You maybe set a goal that for every closing you have this year, you're going to produce 2 referrals. And from each of those relationships, you'll close 40% of those referrals. So you'll close 50 deals this year and get 100 referrals next year, and you'll close 40 houses off of that. So you've set very clear numbers, very strategic goals. And the only way you know how to measure success is, did you meet or fail that goal? Did you meet those numbers or did you not meet those numbers? And so you need to apply that same kind of critical philosophy, critical thinking to your investment goals. Do I need to add, start small, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 in monthly passive income? Or maybe it's a larger number. I want to add 250,000 to my net worth in 3 years. Having this clear goal will help you reverse engineer what you need to do to get there. And it will also help you, as a bonus, evaluate what types of real estate opportunities would be a good fit for you, whether you're looking for very consistent monthly cash flow, or perhaps you're looking for a larger equity juice at the end of the deal.
I think you hit it on the head right there. The old saying is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there. When you do know where you're going, you set a goal, And then from that, you're going to know exactly the types of things that line up to accomplish that goal. You need to make $1 gazillion in 1 year. There's a limited number of options. If you need to make $5 a year, there's an infinite number of options. And I suspect we're somewhere in the middle to go, here's where I want to go. Here's what I want to accomplish in this period of time. And ultimately, it's going to get narrowed down to go, are these are the types of things I should be investing in? I should be doing.
Yep. I know we've covered a lot in this episode. And so we wanted to boil it down and wrap up our conversation today with some very practical steps for you as a high earning agent to help you become agent optional on your own terms. So number one, you need to start with assessing your current financial situation. Where are you at? And that will help you know, at least to start, where you need to go. What's the number? Number two, what's the number you need to hit in passive income to become agent optional? That number, like Neil said, is different for everyone. So assess what's that monthly number I need to hit to become agent optional, and you can reverse engineer from there. That's your long-term goal. Maybe you break it down into increments, short-term stints. Maybe you try to get to 10% of that number, then 25% of that number, then 50, then 75. And before you know it, you're going to be totally agent optional just by breaking down that goal. Start with a small hurdle and snowball. That's our advice for you today. Remember that the desire for passive income or more money is not enough. So Neil, since you've been able to do this yourself, why don't you wrap it up with a word for our high earning agents who are listening today?
Yeah, money's the thing that gets you the thing. Meaning that just earning more, and for the agents that are out there who are high producers, you know this, by achieving a certain level, you're going, that's exceptional. And then what's next? Us high earners and high achievers, there just has to be another goal. And so, yeah, it's what next. That's what fuels us to continue to work and continue to thrive and achieve at a very high level. And then the net results are dollars and cents. And that gives us freedom, flexibility, and a whole bunch of choice. How we choose that, what to do with those dollars, it's not about the money. It's about the things we get with the money, the additional experiences we can create with our family, the help we can make in our community, the impact we can make in our world. And for me, that's been the most rewarding piece and has allowed me in my world, both from an impact standpoint and from a monetary standpoint, is to turn around and help agents from an investment standpoint. And we've got a number of agents who are connected with us, and the impact that we can make, knowing exactly what you go through, because I lived through it for years and years and years, producing in a high level. It's tremendous to be able to impact, knowing that when we can impact somebody else, they in turn are impacting their family. So I'm excited for this series. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I look forward to the next episode. So thanks for being here today. To our listeners, pat yourself on the back. You guys have made it to the end of the show, and most people never finish what they start. If you receive value from today's show, be sure to share it on LinkedIn, your Facebook page, or your social media platform of choice. Subscribe to never miss a valuable episode in the future. And if you found value in today's episode, give us a thumbs up with a positive review. If there's a particular topic you'd like to hear about, well, I want to hear from you. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn. The link to my profile is below in the show notes. You can connect with me there for more valuable content.